In today's episode, a two-word sentence that will revolutionize the way you make secondary characters. Hi, I'm Jed Hearn, and this is Daily Writing Advice. Those two words, of course, were probably spoiled for you by the title of this episode. What if? Question mark. What if is such a valuable heuristic to apply to your secondary characters in your story? Because I found recently as I was editing Masks of Steel, which is a novel I'm working on at the moment, a fantasy novel about a young street urchin girl who tries to infiltrate this military aviation academy to get revenge for her father's death. One of the important things I've learned about this is the importance of fleshing out those secondary characters. Because there was a person in this novel, whose name I won't give it away because it might change, who knows, but they kind of just existed to give motivation to a character. They were sort of in a bad place and they were just sort of not very interesting as a character. Their sole function was just to give motivation and, I guess, a little bit of backstory to another protagonist. And while that sometimes has a function, as I reread it, it left me feeling a bit queasy because I was sort of, I don't know, I felt like I had done bad by this character and it didn't feel like this was someone that could conceivably have a life outside of the story. And in my mind, you should be able to kind of imagine every character in your story as somebody that is an independent entity, somebody that you could follow their story and it would be just as interesting, probably not as interesting as your main character because otherwise they would be the main character, but you could conceivably follow them and make your own story about this character. And this person just didn't have that going for them at all. So I sat down with a pen and paper and I asked myself, what if? What if this character actually had hobbies? What if this character actually had relationships outside of his relationship with the protagonist, whose function in the story is to basically, you know, serve as motivation to this protagonist? What if he actually had other relationships that I didn't necessarily have to cover in the story, but were there to flesh him out? What if he had these really big ambitions? What if he wanted to become an artist? What if he wanted to achieve these big goals? And the more that I just asked myself, what if, and the more that I drilled down into trying to understand his motivations for doing these things, the more real he became. The more he became someone who didn't just exist to give motivation or give backstory or impetus for the protagonist to go ahead and do the actions they did, but he actually became someone who just was a genuinely interesting character to write about. And it means that his role in the story will have more of an impact as a result. So in your stories, I would challenge you to first ask yourself, which character is the most undeveloped here? And then ask yourself, what if that wasn't the case? What if they actually had some more things going for them? What if they had more of a personality? And I'm going to give you a couple of questions right now that you can use, these what if questions that you can use to flesh out secondary characters and maybe even primary characters to make them stronger in your stories. So, question number one, let me get my notes up. What if your protagonist's goals are the opposite of their current ones? So maybe they're trying really hard to stop something happening. What if you flip that on their head? What if they try to do the opposite of that? Something to consider. Question number two, and this one applies more to antagonists, but the question is this: what if the antagonist was more sympathetic than the protagonist? In some regards, you can look at the Incredibles movies, the first Incredibles movie, and in some ways, Syndrome is more sympathetic than the protagonist, because Syndrome just wants ordinary people to have extraordinary gifts, whereas the superheroes are sort of just stopping that happening and being like, no, this is a divine right thing, only the superheroes can have superpowers. What if question number three? What if you remove the most interesting character? How are the other characters going to pick up the slack? Were you relying too heavily on this one character to drive the story? This might be a valuable way of finding out. Number four, I really like this one. What if your character does something that no one expects him to? So this is really valuable because a lot of the times characters can feel like they're just following the script of the author, that they're just kind of a tugboat that actually has an anchor underneath them that's stopping them going anywhere interesting. What if you flip that? What if the character just took on a life of their own and started doing random stuff? Well, not random stuff, but what if they did the opposite of what you would expect? Number five, what if your protagonist gives up? What if they decide that the conflict isn't worth pursuing anymore? What if they decide to retire? That could create some interesting soul-searching and some interesting moments in your story. Number six, what if the antagonist wins? So this is kind of the reason for me that made Avengers Infinity War so interesting, is it's a story where they potentially asked this question in the development part of the project and considered what actually happens if Thanos wins? What actually happens if the villain, I put that in inverted commas, gets his way? And then lastly, number seven, what if the main plot of your story finishes at the midpoint? So rather than the main plot lasting until the end of the story, what if it finishes in the middle? So a classic example of this is The Moon is a Harsh Mistress by Robert Heinlein, which is a fantastic kind of like retro sci-fi novel set on a lunar colony trying to establish its independence from Earth. And in many ways, the main plot of the story kind of ends at the midpoint, and then the rest of the novel is sort of dealing with the fallout and the ramifications of that. I've done a podcast episode analyzing this in more detail, so I will link to that in the notes, but this is an important thing that you may want to consider. What if my main goal finishes halfway through the novel? And then what will I do with the rest of the novel? Do I have another goal? Do I have the fallouts from that? And it might actually improve your pacing a lot, because it might mean that you're cramming a book's worth of story into half a book's and then having another book's worth of story in there. So you're sort of getting two books for the price of one here. And this is the way that Brandon Sanderson plots the Stormlight Archive books. He plans a trilogy in one book. And it's a way to kind of speed up that pacing and to create a more punchy midpoint. So I hope I've given you something to think about with those questions. What if questions are just so valuable to apply to your story? And I would really love if you could let me know what are some other good what if questions that you've thought of in this video, or that you have used in your own stories, or that you've seen other writers use. So you can either leave a comment on this, or you can send me an email. I'm at jed.hearn1@gmail.com. The link for that is also in the notes. So let me know, what are some good what if questions that you have? And I might do a follow up to this with some good questions from you as well. All right, that's our episode. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you next time. Now go and write extraordinary stories.